So let's hear about your second patient, a younger patient, 40 years old, who has chronic HBV, and then I guess presented with a pretty big mass.
Yes, so that's, to be honest, it's quite an unusual case, but you know, it actually speaks for the efficacy of checkpoint inhibitors. So this was a young 40-year-old Asian chronic hepatitis B infection, and he was diagnosed with a large lesion, 7.5 times 6 centimeters, single lesion in the liver, and he underwent a partial hemihepatectomy a number of years ago, I think 4 or 5 years ago. And there was no adjuvant treatment followed upon this treatment. And what they noticed was that initially he presented after a couple of months with a little bit of ascites and an abdominal mass, which I guess was basically a seeding metastasis from the surgery. And at that point, the disease, and this was before I got to know the patient, I should say, at this point, it was considered to be a systemic disease, extrahepatic disease, and he was treated with sorafenib. He didn't tolerate the sorafenib at all. He developed severe hand-foot skin reaction. And in this case, you know, the patient was reevaluated. He went to a different center, and he was reevaluated for surgical resection of this extrahepatic metastasis in the abdominal wall. I believe the colleagues did a PET. They couldn't find anything else in his liver or anywhere else in the body, and he underwent a second resection of these metastases. And then he was NED for a couple of months. After that, he actually developed a couple of small new nodules, again in the abdominal wall. They were up to 3.5 centimeters, but at this point it was no longer only one lesion, but it was actually, there were up to three, and one was attached to the small bowel. So that's when we started seeing the patient, and we started treating him at that point with anti-PD-1. You know, remember, he had already undergone one resection for metastatic disease. And the patient actually not only tolerated this treatment very well, but he also developed stable disease for a period of time. So we followed this patient, I believe, for more than a year. And the abdominal disease was stable. And at that point, we decided, okay, if we have a young fellow, 40 years of age, that has metastatic disease that is relatively easy resectable. Remember, I said in this case, it was in the abdominal wall and there was one lesion attached to the small intestine. So the patient underwent resection of the disease, which happened, I believe, in 2016, and he has been NED since then.
He's still on therapy, though?
He's without anything.
It was stopped at the time of the surgery?
He stopped without, yes, he was treated actually after the surgery. I believe we treated him for another 3 to 4 months, and then he stopped treatment completely.
Which PD-1 agent was he getting?
He was getting pembrolizumab.
So, what do you think's going on here?
Well, remember, at one point earlier today, we talked about the neoadjuvant treatment. You know, and you can consider this actually a neoadjuvant treatment, and I don't want to go too much into the details, but this is interesting because there is very little disease, but there is tumor antigens present. You prime the T cells, you know, you do see some response. This patient did show tumor progression before the treatment, then he was stable for 12 months. So a lot of signs that you really mount a specific immune response in this patient, which was probably then, you know, lasting much longer after the surgery.
Do you think that potentially the surgery could explain everything?
Well, you know, there is this idea of abscopal effects from surgery, but, you know, I haven't really seen this with HCC. I know it's been reported for renal cell carcinoma, but I don't know, with HCC, that's very hard to believe.